Welcome to the ProWrestling.net All Access Daily Podcast for Wednesday, December 14th, 2016. I am Jason Powell. Coming up after the break for non-members, something we've never done before, a rare exception to the rule, an in-character interview with Broken Matt Hardy.
All right, everyone, I am here with the one and only Broken Matt Hardy, and coming up Thursday night, December 15th on Pop TV. Matt, I've seen it listed as Total Nonstop Deletion and Apocalypto. Is Apocalypto a match, or has there been a name change?
No, of course, yes. Apocalypto is a match. Total Nonstop Deletion is the name of the entire show. It's going to be 2 hours presented from the Hardy Compound, the sacred land of deletion, and Apocalypto is going to be the main event on that evening. And basically, in Apocalypto, the seven deities have mandated to me that myself and Brother Nero, we must prove we are the greatest tag team in all of space and all of time. And if we do not prove it on that evening, the sacred land of deletion, my property, the Hardy Compound, will be destroyed. So we have very hot stakes in this, Mr. Powell. Very hot stakes.
Wow. And there have been a lot of teams invited, including a certain team from WWE. And can you say if they've accepted your invitation? And are there any talents who will be there that you want to tell us about?
Well, we have invited every tag team in space and time. You know, every tag team that has been great, you know, over the course of the history of the industry, obviously. So the two tag teams that I have invited very heavily has been the Bucks of Youth from ROH, from the Honorable Ring, and then the Day of the New from Mick Mahan Show, you know, because those two are current champions in other promotions. So obviously myself and Brother Nero, we have to defeat these two to prove we are the greatest tag team in all of time and all of space. And I know that the Bucks of Youth want to come out here, and they plan on it. The only thing that could possibly stop them would be that Sinclarity broadcasting, you know. But I have told them, throw away your silly little contract for one night only and come indulge in Apocalypto. You know, that is how you can prove you are the greatest tag team in space and time. And myself and Brother Nero, it is very important that we beat these other great tag team champions.
And if they don't show, I mean, that's kind of on them. You know, I mean, you've done your part.
Of course, yes. I am more than welcome. You know, I've even tried to egg on the Bucks of Youth by having Vanguard 1 hack into the feed at ROH's final battle. You know, I challenged them there. And if by chance they do not show up at Total Nonstop Deletion, then there's a very strong possibility myself and Brother Nero will hunt them down. We have to defeat them to prove we are the greatest tag team in all of space and all of time.
Now, you appeared on Ring of Honor's final battle pay-per-view. And as you mentioned, Vanguard 1 stopped by the television taping. What can you tell us about this relationship? Is this something TNA signed off on, or does Broken Matt Hardy have that kind of freedom to come and go as he pleases?
Well, I will tell you this to begin with. That was not Vanguard 1 that the Bucks of Youth super kicked. I don't know if they were trying to have some cheap drone fly in just to try and try to aggravate me or try and commit some kind of blasphemy. Vanguard 1 was with me in the UK at that time. So I think the Bucks of Youth, they were trying to send a little sign to me, which is great. I love that. I would love for them to continue to come out to Apocalypto and settle this once and for all. As far as hacking in to the into the ROH feed, yes, that is a decision that ultimately I made. Although I think Impact Wrestling is totally fine with it. And I think Impact Wrestling is fine with me building a bridge to ROH. I just hope ROH is allowing them men to come across that bridge into my broken universe.
When it comes to TNA these days, who are you dealing with? There's been a lot going on in ownership.
Right now, there's getting ready to there's a big transition going on. Anthem, which is the parent company of the Fight Network, they are actually going to be the majority owners of Impact Wrestling in a couple of weeks as this transition process is taking place. So I have been dealing with many, many people, and there's going to be a bit of a change, I think, from the management side as far as who is the face of TNA going forward, which I think is going to be a positive thing.
Has Dixie Carter been deleted?
She has not been deleted as of yet, but who knows? She could be on the list of deletion. There are many, many on the list of deletion. I have a longer list to delete of people to delete than Santa Claus does to deliver toys on Christmas.
Now, you told Jim Ross that your TNA deal expires in February. I was listening to the Ross Report podcast, and you've certainly enjoyed a certain level of freedom in TNA, showing up on the Ring of Honor show, as we mentioned. Can you see yourself signing an exclusive deal with TNA or anyone else? And I guess, are you just kind of enjoying the independent approach too much to do that?
I've enjoyed what I'm doing very, very much right now. But I am negotiating currently with Impact Wrestling. That Mick Mahan has definitely sent his soldiers out to speak to me as well. But, you know, as I've said in the past, too, I do not know if I could trust him with my broken universe. He's a very untrustworthy man. And everyone right now wants to get a piece of the broken universe. It seems to be the hottest thing in professional wrestling in some ways. So I will see. I do not know where I will be. I do not know who I will work for whenever that time comes around. They're in February right now. But we will see. In a perfect world, I think I could stay with Impact Wrestling, especially if I could get a bigger role, because I would like to contribute more. I mean, I can only do so much as just a talent as far as trying to make Impact Wrestling into a great product and reach its potential. I would like to have a little bit bigger of a piece of a pie if I'm going to continue to perform and work with them going forward.
They are giving you your own show, Matt. What else can they give you?
Oh, there's much more they could give me. They could give me everything. They could give me the entire helm of the ship. Yes, they could give me that.
And I guess, how does...
I do not want one show out of 52. I want all 52 shows.
I see. Well, I guess there are such things, you know, Broken Matt does what Broken Matt wants to do, but there are lawyers who may try to prevent Broken Matt from doing certain things. Could the Broken Universe leave the TNA Universe and not just for a one-time stop in Ring of Honor, if you know what I'm saying?
I mean, the Broken Universe is mine. I own it exclusively. So the Broken Universe will go wherever I go.
Wonderful. How does Broken Matt Hardy unwind? What's a typical non-wrestling day like in the Hardy household?
Usually I spend the day with King Maxwell. We may indulge on some wonderful green beans, maybe have a bit of a workout. He's been working out like crazy. He's been training very intensely. He has his in-ring debut coming up at Total Nonstop Deletion. You know, we enjoy sitting in the hot tub together as well, and I tell him stories.
Now, you weren't broken when the house was designed, so explain the fire pole.
Oh, well, that is an addition that we built onto the house, yes. That is something we added King Maxwell his own wing whenever we added on to the home. Because now he has his own room, he has his own playroom, and now there is a pole that goes from his playroom down into the movie theater.
Is it true that King Maxwell has already wrestled the Disco Inferno?
Yes. He is undefeated. He is now just making his TV debut, and we are looking to push the streak to 2-0, and I think when it's all said and done, he is going to have the greatest streak ever known to mankind.
How do you chalk up how well-behaved King Maxwell has been when he's appeared on television? I've been amazed. Have there been any edits because of King Maxwell getting a little unruly?
Yes, he is a very, very mature person, and it is information I cannot divulge. The seven deities will not allow me to. But King Maxwell has one of the oldest souls known in all of mankind, in all space and all time, even older than mine, actually. And mine is 2009 years old, so that probably has a lot to do with it.
Well, you've been around for 2009 years. To the best of my knowledge, I've only been around for 44 years. Maybe I'm not enlightened. Have we ever crossed paths in a past life that I'm just not aware of?
Well, that is only your vessel that has been around for 44. Your soul, give me one second. Let me see if I can read it over this phone line. Hold on. Oh, yes, your soul has been around for 380 years.
Wow.
Your soul has been around for 380 years, yes.
You have
existed in five different vessels over those 380 years.
What did I do in these past lives?
In one life, you were a mailman. In one life, you worked in a factory. In another life, you were a newspaper writer. And in another life, you were a farmer.
I would say what?
A farmer. You raised agriculture.
I was never a spot monkey, thank goodness.
Oh, thank goodness. You know, whenever you spot, if your soul does happen to leave your vessel and go into a spot monkey, it ends. It is the end of the road. If you're a spot monkey, then that's the end of the road.
Oh, man. Wow. This is it for a lot of guys in the business, man.
Yes, and that is one of the reasons I've been trying to also help. I need to defeat them just to prove that myself and Brother Nero are the greatest tag team of all time and all space. But with even with the Bucks of Youth, I am trying to help rehabilitate them. I am trying to help them control the addiction of being spot monkeys, you know, because if they don't change their ways, their souls, this is the end of the road for them.
Has it worked with Brother Nero? I mean, it's you two feuded and really went at it, and now you're on the same page. Is he taking Broken Matt's advice?
He is doing better. He still every day is a struggle for him. He had a very, very terrible spot monkey addiction, you know, and once in a while he attempts to relapse. And I even noticed when I was away with amnesia, it was very hard for him to stay loyal and stay on the path to Brother Nero. He always wants to go back to that name, that J-E-F-F-H-A-R-D-Y. It's very hard for him to deny that because he has a very powerful addiction. But he works every day, and he is doing much, much better.
Name three things worse than mustard.
Spot monkey. Cold weather. And the one other thing I would say would be the guillotine, yes.
I don't know if you'd realize this, and I did not when I purchased my tickets, but Total Nonstop Deletion airs on opening night for Star Wars Rogue One. Which is going to be the bigger premiere?
Total Nonstop Deletion, by far. I mean, you have seen Star Wars in the past. You have never seen a Total Nonstop Deletion in the past.
Do you fear overexposure from having an entire show in the Broken Universe?
I do not. I think when people see this show, they will realize it is not just all about myself and my platoon. It is about the entire Impact Wrestling roster. And I think this show is going to be a very, very fun 2 hours, and I'm going to make a very bold statement. I think the 45 or 50 minutes of Apocalypto that people are going to see, I think it's going to be the most entertaining wrestling match you've ever seen. And I think people will watch it again and again and again and again and again and again. This is a match that is going to be a cornerstone of the industry, and people are going to talk about it for years and years and years, and it's going to change the way this business happens.
It's my understanding that Rosemary is not allowed at the Hardy compound. Is that true?
She is. That is very true. Yeah, she has been banned. She tried to abduct King Maxwell one time.
Anyone else who's just banned from the premises?
There are some people that I would prefer not to have here, but there are some people that know if they come here, they will get deleted, like that Nick Mahan.
What is your issue with Vince McMahon? You worked for the man for many years, and now it seems like there's some major issues there.
The main thing is he is someone that we battle in the Great War, because there are so many wrestling fans out there that, you know, that Nick Mahan just tries to have his way with. He takes advantage of them. You know, he has this huge empire, and now Nick Mahan, he often like says, you know, I'm going to give you whatever I want to give you, and I don't care about you. I don't care about the fan. I don't care about the viewer. You know, and that is why Nick Mahan ends up being public enemy number one in many ways. He has a monopoly, and this is something that we must fight in. It's part of the Great War, you know, to try and make sure that wrestling fans and that wrestling talent have more options than just Nick Mahan.
What is Senior Benjamin doing at this very moment?
Oh, I can see him right now. He's actually doing some weed eating right over here by outside the Dome of Deletion, yes.
Does the Squire have his own wing?
You mean the Scribe?
The Scribe, I apologize. Yes, the Scribe.
The Scribe actually is not someone that is around physically, so he is not always here, so no, he does not have his own wing.
How does that happen?
Well, if you watch these videos, you will see that the Scribe is not always here. He is not always present. He is on a different plane. He is not on this normal plane that we have here, like you and I on Earth. He's not in a regular vessel.
So he can just come and go as he pleases?
Of course, yes. He is a very different type of individual. Some people have caught on to this. Some people have not, yes. There is a lot of thought process that goes into the Scribe.
And how did Vanguard 1 come to be?
Well, Vanguard 1, obviously, is something that my renowned scientist created over time. And he is a drone that is animated. He has a soul, a spirit, an essence. And also I implanted some of Brother Nero's soul and essence within him. And he's a very wise, intelligent piece of technology that is actually alive.
And what is the Queen doing at this very moment? I just kind of want to get a feel. You know, you kind of told me a little bit about what day-to-day life is, but I'm also just, you know, you might be just kind of covering that. If you let me know what people are doing right now, then I have a good feel for it. What is Rebbe doing at this very moment?
Yes, well, Queen Rebecca right now is preparing King Max with lunch. Very high in protein. Chicken breast and sweet potatoes. That is what she is doing currently.
No mustard.
No mustard, yes. Mustard is not allowed on these premises.
Is this just regular plain mustard? Is it Grey Poupon? I mean, is it all types of mustard that are just banned from the Hardy household?
Oh, well, mainly regular mustard. Honey mustard is okay on certain occasions.
Like in chicken nuggets or something?
Maybe so, yes.
Regular mustard, does it, and I don't, maybe you don't want to let the cat out of the bag. I mean, this could be a weakness for you. Does it act like kryptonite does for Superman?
No, it does not act like, it's just more or less a personal preference. Maybe I'm just vessel, I guess. You know, so I don't think it is something that weakens me. It's just something that I do not prefer.
I understand. I see. Now, give me just a final pitch here, right, for people who maybe are on the fence going, boy, you know, that Star Wars movie opens and we've got all these different, it's Thursday night, there's a lot going on. Why should they watch The Final Deletion?
You mean Total Nonstop Deletion?
Yes, my apologies.
I would say you should watch Total Nonstop Deletion, one, because the Apocalypto match, which is going to be the last 50 minutes, is going to be a match that people talk about forever. Absolutely forever. It is something very different. It is the ultimate wrestling match wrapped inside a movie. It has something for everyone. There are going to be surprises galore, surprise appearances in it. That match itself is enough reason to watch the entire 2 hours. Besides that, we're going to have a world title match on the show. Whoever wins, whoever won the previous week, actually, we will know right now because this goes up later. Actually, we will have Bobby Lashley. He will be wrestling against Eddie Edwards for the title of the world, and that's going to be a phenomenal match. We're going to have a knockouts match. King Max is going to be making his in-ring debut, and there are going to be many, many fun moments, many, many moments where you can just sit back and watch wrestling and enjoy it. You can have fun. There's not going to be things you need to overcritically think. There's not going to be Mick Mahan pushing someone down your throat that you don't want to see. This is going to be fun. It is going to be the most fun 2 hours of wrestling you've ever seen.
And Smoking Joe Frazier?
Smoking Joe will be around. He's number 5. He lives in my personal zoo.
Wonderful. Well, coming up, of course, Thursday night, December 15th, it is the Total Nonstop Deletion with the Apocalypto match. Broken Matt, best of luck with this. And, you know, I really hope that we get to do this again. I've had a good time with this.
Absolutely. Myself as well. You are a very shining, bright star in the great world. Thank you, though.